This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Laura Ball played on the LPGA Tour for more than two decades. Currently, Laura spends most of her time growing the game by teaching the game. But next week, she will return to competition at the first U.S. Senior Women's Open. She's on the golf course right now. It's a pleasure to welcome Laura Baugh back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. How are you?
You know, I am great. How are you? We miss you around here.
I miss you guys. You know, there's nothing better than Augusta, especially during the Masters, you know. But I'm a little closer to my children, and I teach here at Sawgrass Country Club in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. And, you know, I played golf for a long time on the LPGA Tour, was blessed to have some good finishes, and then I worked with Network TV for over 10 years, the CBS Golf Channel, and now I teach. So, I've there's not really a facet of golf that I haven't ventured into, and it's, and I feel real blessed to be able to give back to, you know, golfers of all ages and all skill levels.
How many lessons a day are you doing? How busy are you?
Well, it's a little different now because, I didn't play for a couple years after I left Augusta. I really got into teaching. And now, I'm exempt for the Women's Senior U.S. Open. So in March, I started practicing a little. So I get a lot of golf in. I teach a couple lessons a day and a couple clinics. And then I hit a lot of golf balls and try to get a chance to play if the afternoon rain doesn't happen.
When you first heard there was going to be a Senior Open, were you all in right at the beginning?
Well, you know, we've tried as a member of the LPGA and a woman golfer for, it's about 36 years to get a women's senior U.S. Open and to no avail. And so then I was with Mike Davis at Augusta, the USGA annual get-together. And I asked Mike Davis, I said, come on, Mike, we're good friends. He's a great guy. And I said, where are we going to play? And he said, you're welcome to play in the men's. And I said, I'm good friends with Freddie Couples, but I can't keep up with him. And he said, it's open to everyone. So about six of us entered. I went home and entered. And my site was in Atlanta. And when I showed up there to qualify, my friend said, Laura, it's great to see you, but why are you here? Why aren't you playing in the ladies? And at that point, it really opened up some eyes. We shot high 70s, low 80s, all of us. None of us qualified for the men's senior U.S. Open, but it did open up some eyes, and 6 months later, we had a women's U.S. Open in progress. And when I found out that I was exempt, I got my golf clubs back out and thought, this women's senior U.S. Open is going to be a beautiful event. It will be this year, but in the future for women that have maybe taken a step back and had a family or just moved along the time chain of life, and it's a wonderful opportunity to see women that you admire and you still hit the golf ball really well.
Laura, why do you think it took so long? Were there a variety of reasons? Was it, how big would the field be? How many folks are out? I mean, why did this take so long?
Well, I think the answers that I got, I'm not sure the scoring will be low. And I used to say, you have a bunch of women that, Julie Inkster's mid-50s and she plays the LPGA Tour. Laura Davies, come on, guys. It was just that sometimes unless it's exposed, you just don't see the void. We're always talking about growing the game of golf. Drive, chip, and putt is a magnificent venture for young people. A lot of my young students are in the second stage of trying to get to Augusta. And women's senior golf is really going to be exposed as with a lot of talent and a lot of fitness. And so I don't know, except I just don't think people knew. No matter how much, I tried to be vocal, I just don't think the right people saw it.
We're talking with Laura Baugh here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, so how much are you looking forward to next week?
I am looking forward to it. My daughter, my second oldest daughter, who played on the high school golf team, a real good player, doesn't play very much. She's going to, right now, but she's going to caddy for me. So, you know, I'm hoping my score will be low, but I know I'm going to love the time that I spend with her. You know, obviously everybody is, you know, 50 and over, and I just was blessed to turn 63. I'm real fit. There's nothing wrong with me, but I haven't competed in a while. So I'm really excited to play, to see my friends, to be back on the golf course. But, you know, with that excitement, you've got to slow everything down, and that excitement can be, not necessarily a good thing. You can swing quickly, and anticipation can be a killer. So trying to stay in the moment and really enjoy it, and that's the plan.
You haven't been away from the game at all. You've been in the middle of the game for all of these years, but as you try to get back and get back into competition, what part of your game needs the most work or you have been focusing on for the last few months?
I think golf course management. There's a big difference between hitting balls and really playing and then playing under pressure. I'm a bit of a 10-cup kind of girl. I mean, I tend to have an occasional triple or something where I don't think quite as well. And when you play a lot, you tend to play the percentages. I'm going to try to stay in the moment. And you know, with the U.S. Open course, you want to minimize your mistakes. And just sometimes you just have to take the bogey and walk away. Unfortunately, sometimes that's hard for me to do. My daughter's going to try to keep me a little bit more grounded.
What? Okay, then what frustrates you more, the golf mistake or the mental mistake?
Well, you know, which starts? You know, I get a little exasperated, maybe missing a birdie putt or a par putt, and then you get quick with your driver. We all know that if you don't complete your backswing and load the right side, you know, that little nasty duck hook or even a shot out to the right happens. So, you know, I think golf course management, even if you hit it badly, you can scrape in a pretty good score.
Do you get a sense, Laura, do you know how much the other women, and it'll be a variety of women, how I assume because of their handicaps, they've all stayed close to the game, but you've stayed on top of the game for the years. Do you get a sense that that will help you, that you've been so close to the game even for the last 25 years?
I think so. You know, technology has kept me close to, you know, pretty much all my friends. One of the great things about Facebook and these things is we get to enjoy our friends' family, you know, the women golfers that have had families. And we've stayed very close. And I think, you know, the golf game is, although it's basically the fundamentals are the same, there's a lot of technology involved. I mean, when I started on tour, you know, my 5-iron, you know, I hit it 150 yards. We had persimmon woods and a lot of balls. And now just a basic 5-iron goes 165 in the air, and it just goes forever. And, you know, it's just it's fun to hit it a long ways, but it's also a different concept. And so yeah, I think being aware of technology and the game of golf, I'm a big fan of great golf. I watch men's, ladies, young people, I love golf.
What are your expectations for next week?
Well, you know, I've been told that you never play in a tournament you don't plan on winning. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't play if I didn't plan on winning. I think that, you know, I do know that you can't win it on Thursday, so you have to stay in contention. Sometimes I try to win it on Thursday, so I'm going to try to stay in the moment and realize that golf is truly a game. It's not a life-threatening situation. You know, and we're, whether we choose it or not, we're examples for other, whether it's juniors or other women. So conduct yourself properly, keep a positive attitude, and really have fun.
When you get to the site, have you played the golf course before? Will that be the first time you've seen the golf course?
Chicago Golf Club. I don't remember playing it, but I have played tremendous golf courses in the Chicago area. So I think this is the first time I've seen it. But, you know, I turned pro at 17. I played in exhibitions with Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Tom Watson, you know, and I was very young. And we always did our clinics and exhibitions at some of the greatest golf courses. So, if I get there and I remember it, that'll be cool too.
She is Laura Baugh. She will be playing in the first U.S. Senior Women's Open next week. I can't wait to see how you do. I can't wait to watch. Thank you, Laura, for finding the time to do this. It's great to catch up with you. Best of luck next week.
Thanks. Fingers crossed, and you never know.